You are what you think you are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. You are what you think you are. We've been having a lot of discussions with Ingeborg lately, and Ingeborg feels that she is a trampled-down person sometimes. She feels that she doesn't have the right to say things and she doesn't have the right to do things because other people speak up while she's talking. Other people speak up while she's saying something. Other people join in with ideas, just like she joins in with ideas while other people are talking. And she thinks that she doesn't have the right to be herself. And I tell her, you are what you think you are. If you think that you have something to say, wait patiently and with humility for your turn to speak, or say, may I speak, please? And then if no answer, then wait. But anyhow, you have a right to speak anytime you want. You have a right to say anything you want. You have a right to whatever opinions you have. However, you do not have the right to think that you do not have the right to think whatever you want to think. I'll say that again. You do not have the right to think that you do not have the right to think whatever you want to think, when you want to think it. Now, how about that? Isn't that something? You don't have the right to think that you don't have the right to think something. What does that mean? Well, that only means that everyone has attitudes and everyone has the ability to reveal exactly what's definite in their heart, exactly what is important in their life, exactly what means something to them. Everyone has the right to say it. And it's just a matter of do we expect other people to believe what we say? Do we expect other people to believe that what we say is worthwhile listening to? Do we have the right to believe that other people are going to believe that we are really making a wonderful contribution to the discussion? Well, if we have that attitude, we are sadly mistaken. Because everybody believes that their opinion, that their attitude, that what they have to say is the most important thing in the world to say, including you, including me. And so we have to be very careful. We have a rule on campus that the dean is the teacher. The dean is the person who everyone listens to. And when the dean speaks, everyone is quiet and listens. And when the dean speaks and everyone is not quiet and does not listen, they are called to their attention. Now, the dean, which is me, the dean says, look, when I have something to say to you about how we are operating our school and how we are living our lives and how we are expressing the genius within us, you're here because you want me to say that. You're not here because you want to listen to yourself. You're here because you want to listen to me. Now, you say, boy, don't you have an inflated ego about yourself. Well, if you're the driver of the car and you do not take full charge of driving that car, if you let people talk in the car and let it bother you, if you let things go on around the car that disturb you and keep you from being an ideal chauffeur, then you shouldn't be driving. If you do not have 100% attention from all of the world in which you are driving your car, you shouldn't be driving the car. Because the driver is the one who is responsible if anything goes right or wrong. Now, they often say, the pilot in charge. If the pilot is flying the plane and flying it incorrectly or in a way that is a damage to the plane or to the passengers, the pilot is not thought to be very well. Now, the captain of the ship, oh, he is really in charge. He can even perform marriages. Yes, he can do all sorts of wonderful things. The captain of the ship, ah, yes. Now, the dean of the university. You go to the university because you want to hear the dean, because you want to hear what the university is all about. You want to hear what the university teaches, what the university shares with the world. And then you're talking to the dean. And so you leave the dean's office, you leave the dean's presence, ho, 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 you leave the dean's presence, and you go into the classroom. And there is a teacher, a lecturer, a sharer, someone who is knowledgeable in their field, who is sharing their subject with you. Now, if you get up there and you say, but I think it's this way, I think it's that way, I think this is what's going on here, I think this is what's important, the sharer, the teacher, the lecturer will say to you, would you mind letting me teach it my way? I have trained myself to teach it this way, and this is the way I'm teaching it in the class. Now, you in discussion groups, or you when you leave the classroom and among yourself, can discuss it any way you like. But while you're here in this discussion group, in this classroom, you will do it as I suggest to you. And so you say, oh, no, I won't. I don't want to do it the way you're suggesting. And so the person who's in charge says, just a moment. And they take their cellular phone and they say, Principal, will you please come into classroom XYZ? I would like you to deal with a situation for me. And a few moments later, the principal comes in the room. And you tell the principal you're teaching this class, and this one student is obstreperous, wants to teach the class themselves. They think they've got so much to offer, and they are disturbing your ability to teach the class because they're making you go contrary to what you have prepared for your subject for teaching that class. And the principal says, would you please come with me to the individual who's obstreperous? And so the class is now able to be conducted in a manner that the teacher is able to do. Now, if you're going to school and you are learning the violin and you are having violin lessons and violin classes, and then somebody comes along and wants to learn how to play the flute, you say, ha ha, we have a class just for you, teaching you how to play the flute. Now, it's just down the hall, two doors down. You go right on down there and tell them that I told you to come, and they will take you in that class immediately. And so you go down the hall, two doors, and they're teaching flute. They're teaching just what you want to learn, just how you want to learn it. Oh, you're so happy. After class, you run back to the teacher and you say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for recognizing I was in my wrong place and I could be in my right place just by going two doors down the hall. Oh, you're so wonderful, teacher. You're so wonderful. You didn't get angry at me. You didn't think I was stupid. You didn't think anything. You just told me where I could get the benefit I wanted. And how well we could ask that to ourselves. What is the benefit that Ingeborg wants out of being here at the monastery? Ingeborg wants the benefit of being here at the monastery of every day having a happy life, every day thinking happy thoughts, every day lifting her heart in joy and singing and being the most marvelous, wonderful, fulfilled person in the world to herself. Now, nobody else may recognize how wonderful she is, and we oftentimes don't recognize how wonderful other people are. But we may not recognize how wonderful she is, and if we don't, you know what we're doing? We're losing an opportunity to be how wonderful we are. Because when we are as wonderful as we are, we don't recognize they're as wonderful as they are, but they recognize they're as wonderful as they are because we are a beautiful example of what we believe and who we are. A good dean doesn't allow people to discuss topics in the discussion group where the dean is in charge and allow them to be contrary to what he is teaching or she is teaching. A good professor teaches the information they teach, and they may discuss the information they teach, but the student must stay on the subject, must stay 100% on the topic, because if they wander from it, the professor says, now, back to the topic, and this is how it looks. And when we can do that, how wonderful life is. Ingeborg is learning to do that. You and I are learning to do that. Ingeborg's just a good example. But each one of us are wonderful, fantastic, joyous, and magnificent right now in everything we do and everything we say and everything that we are, because that's our nature. That's who we are. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready to be who you are? I think you are. I know I am. Thanks for being with me, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.